Rosemary, Rosemary Burns, Burns. Just a single paragraph. This is an 84-year-old woman presents the oncologist's office after she had a 30-pound weight loss, EGD and colonoscopy, and showed lower esophageal mass in the cardia with biopsy showing goblet cells in the lower esophagus in the cardiac region of the stomach, period. Patient has a history of rheumatoid arthritis, period. PET scan shows bone lesions, which could be related to her rheumatoid arthritis, period. Patient subsequently was has undergone staging. Patient subsequently underwent staging with a PET scan and was set up for radiation, period. Post-radiation, patient was started on carboplatin, C-A-R-B-O-P-L-A-T-I-N plus P-A-C-L-I-T-A-X-E-L, period. Patient chemo radiation was discontinued because of side effects of nausea, vomiting, and stomatitis, period. New paragraph. It was subsequently decided not to resume chemo radiation and place patient on hospice per patient's request. Patient is going to be admitted to hospice with severe weight loss, protein count, and malnutrition. Recent total protein of 6 with albumin of 3.4. Patient needs pain management as well as education of patient as folks at home, period. Patient has developed severe pain in the sacral region, most significant for bone metastasis, requiring pain medication. Patient with a KPS score of 50% currently. Patient is also found to be very weak, lethargic, but awake. Patient also has developed a sacral wound, which was noted on 2/18/2020. 6 by 2 centimeter, stage 2 pressure ulcer. Patient's prognosis is poor given her severity of her cancer, and patient is expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.